ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before in the bottom of Daf Mem Dalet on my base. Our Gemara brings down the following Maisa, Tanu Rabbanan Maisa by the Mechad Shiratza Lehorek. Omer Amiyish Bi Avinzele Tehi Misasi Kaporo Lecho Avinaisai. Vim'im Bi Avinze Tehi Misasi Kaporo Lecho Avinaisai. Ubeis Din Lecho Yisrael Menukim. Val Eidim Lo Tehi Lehem Mechilo Lailam. Ukshe Shomu Chame Bedover Omer Lachziru Yiefshir Shekvar Nigzu Egzera. Ele Yehorek Vikhiler Toei Bitzavar Eidim. On this, Agamor asks Pshita, Kol Kamine, Agamor answers by saying, Leitzvicha, Deka hadri bu sadi, Vechi hadri bu mayave, Kivon shehigid, Shuvin yechizer magid. Agamor answers by saying, Leitzvicha, Dafogav, Deka yavi, Taimel, and Mosayo, but still, we will say, Lachzira yefsher. Rashi explains, Lachzira yefsher, Shekvar nigmar hadin. And since Kfar Nigmar Adim, for that reason, Lachazira Yefsher. In Rabbi Yehuda we find, Rabbi Yehuda asks the following Tmiran Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda asks, My Iria Bigmardin Kiloi Nigmardin Nami, Shekvar Eidu Ha'edim Yefsher Lachaziroi. Who needs Gmardin? Even without Gmardin, there should be Alocha of Yefsher Lachaziroi. Based on this, we will say, Kivon Shehiget Shuv Einai Chayzer Umagid. So before we answer the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi, I'd like to mark them with the following hakdama. As far as this, so we say that there is a halacha of kivan shehigid shovein echezer magid. We find in the Ritva and Ksuvas Nafiches from a base in number of Malchim. As far as how to explain the makar of this, so we say kivan shehigid shovein echezer magid. The Ritva brings down from Tesis that this, that we say kivan shehigid shovein echezer magid, is learned out from the pasuk of Imo Yagid v'nasa avinai, and we darshan Imo Yagid that kivon shoyhigid betchila v'inyan zeh shabal v'mer achshav shuv einai magid. That is the first malach that the Ritva brings down as far as how to explain the makar of kivon shoyhigid shuvinu chayzer magid. The Ritva goes on to bring another malach v'shem achirim pershu. That the Achirim are Mefarish, that the Makar for this that we say Kivan Shehigad Shavin Echazer Magid, is because Im Tim Tzalaymer Chazer Magid Oitimatze Karbim Mishwas Eidos, to Oilam Chazer Magid. The Ritva argues on both of those Pshatim, and the Ritva goes on to say a third Pshat, as far as the Makar of this that we say Kivan Shehigad Shavin Echazer Magid, and the Ritva says, Aval Nochin Dinafkon Haipirish Toyagin Milichsevach Bishnaim Eidim Yakum Dover. Alma, Alma Shehidu Beveisa Meskayim Hadin Leschosei Lechiva Lealter, Yechila Machser Ulehoid Heyach Yakum Dover. So again, the Ritva brings down three possible Makaris as far as the Halacha of Kivan Shehigat Shovein Echizer Magid. The first Makaris from this, how the Pasuk says, Imo Yagid, and we darshan that if he was not Magid B'tchila, then he cannot be Magid V'olam. The second Makar is from this that there is a Chiyuv Korban Shvuas Ha'idos. Had the halacha been that he has the ability to be Chayzer Magid, he would not be Chayv Korban Shvuas Ha'idos, since he still has the ability to be Meid. The third Mahalach is from this that the Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover, that from there one sees that Al Mashayidu Beveisim Eskayim Hadin Veschos Ayu Chayv Al-Alter, and we do not say that one has the ability to be Chayzer from his Eidos. Heyach Yakum Dover. In the Ran and Shvuas Nafidalon base, we find that the Ran says as follows. If the Edim were made beveist in Chen Yedim Oyedos, Shov Einon Yechayun Ohoed. The Ran goes on to say, Shekarev hadavar, the mein anu yoidim u yoidim anu e mikri chayzer omagid. In other words, Iran has to tell them, if the Edim said that they do not know Eidos, if they have the ability to come into the basin and say that they do know Eidos. According to the first side of the Iran, once the Edim said that they did not know Eidos, they cannot come back to the basin and say that they do know Eidos. On the other hand, according to the second side of the Iran, even though the Edim already said that they do not know Eidos, but still they can now come into basin and say that they do know Eidos, and will not be considered Chayzer Umagid, since Birushayna Loi Higidu Kvom Va'ach Shal Magidim. Now, these two Tzadim of the Ran are dependent upon the Makar for the Awacha of Kivin Shehigat Shuvin Chayzer Umagid. If we are to understand that the Makar for Kivin Shehigat Shuvin Chayzer Umagid is like the first two tzadim that we mentioned before that the Ritva brings down, that either the Makar is from Emo Yagid, and we darshan, Kivan Choy Higid Bitchiwa, Shovein Magid, or as the Ritva brings down in the second Pshat Hashem Achir and Pershu, that the Makar is from this, that there is a Chiv Karavan Shvos Eidos, then according to either of those two Mahalchim, if he came into Basin and he said he does not know Eidos, he cannot be Chayzer or Magid, and he cannot now come into the basin and say that he knows Eidos. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of the Ritva himself, that the Makar for Kivan Shalihigid is from this, that the Pasuk says, Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar, that in order to have the Halacha of Kivan Shalihigid, one needs HaGadus Eidos, and one needs Apishnayim Eidim, in order for us to say, Kivan Shalihigid Shoven Yechazer Magid, and therefore, if he first said, Eini Edea, that any idea itself is not considered an Eidos, he will be able to come into Basin and say, I do know Eidos. In the case of Mishnah, in the Hilchos Eidos Perakim Alachei, we find in the case of Mishnah that the case of Mishnah says as follows. If Eidim came into Basin and they said that we do not know Eidos, then they can be Chayzer Umagid and say that they do know Eidos, as long as they are Nesein Amasol Adivrayim. If they explain why originally they came into the basin and said that they do not know Eidos, then they're able to change and say that they do know Eidos. And so too we find in the Beis Yosef, in the Chayshim Mishpat and Siman Chav Tes, that the Beis Yosef says as follows, according to the Tzad of the Ran, that if an Eid came into the basin and said, I do not know Eidos, that since it is not considered Agada, for that reason he has the ability to be Chayzer, then he will have the ability to be Chayzer even without an Amasla. The Beis Yosef goes on to say that according to Teishas and Makamad Apim Vav and the Mordechai, who understand that there is Alacha of Kivan Shehigid, even where the aid said any idea, but still if the aid gave an Amasla, he will be able to be Chayzer. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in the case of Mishnah and the Beis Yosef. In our Gemara, one clearly sees, as far as the Alach of Kivan Shehigit Shuvin Yechazer Magid, an Amasla does not help. And since an Amasla does not help, for that reason we should say that if the Eid said, Ein Yedeh L'Chaidos, he should not be able to come to the basin and say, I do know Eidos, since we should say, Kivan Shehigit Shuvin Yechazer Magid, even if he gives an Amasla. So to explain Pshat B'Shitas, like as the Mishnah Ve'a Beis Yosef L'Chayo, one can say as follows, that the Beis Yosef and the Kesem Mishnah understand this, that our Gemara says, that even by Nasan Amasal the Reim, but still they cannot be Chizer, is as Rashi explains, only La'achar Gemardin, and only La'achar Gemardin do we say that one cannot be Chizer even with an Amasla, since we say Kfar Nigzer Ogezera. But if not for this, that a Gemardin already took place, then with an Amasla one has the ability to be Chizer from one's Eidos. Okay, one has to understand what is the difference between La'achar Gemardin and Kaidin Gemardin if the Halach of Kivan Shehigat Shovin Echazer Umagad applies even before Gemardin. So to explain Pshat Veshitas Rashi and to explain Pshat in the Beis Yosef and the Kesem Mishnah, one can say as follows, that there are two separate Makaris for this that we say Kivan Shehigat Shovin Echazer Umagad. One Makar is from this, that as we mentioned before, the Ritva brings down, either from Imel Yagid, or from this, that there is a Chiyav Karban, Shvuas HaEidos. This second Makar, for Kivan Shehigad, Shovin Yechazer Magid, is, as Ritva says from the Pasuk of Al Pishnayim, Edim Yakum Davar, that had the halacha been that one has the ability to be chayzer, one cannot have a Yakum Davar. And for that reason, Rashi understands that there are two separate halachas. One halacha applies to Kedim Gemar Din, and the other halacha of Kivan Shehigid only applies to La'achar Gemar Din. For example, if we are to say that the Makar of Kivan Shehigid is from the Moyagid, like the first pshat that the Ritva brings down, Mishem the Balei HaTesvis, as far as that halacha, we will say that Kivan Shehigid, Shuvin Yechizir Umagid applies even before Gemar Din. And even if one said, Eini Edeya Eidos, we will say that since he did not say Eidos at the proper time, he can no longer say Eidos. But as far as that halacha is concerned, if you gave an amasol a dvorav, he is able to say Eidos. But va'achar Gemar Din, then now one has the pasuk of Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover, which teaches us that after Gemar Din, one can no longer be chayzer from one's Eidos, since had one had the ability to be chayzer from one's Eidos, then how can we possibly have a Yakum Dover? For that reason, that halacha applies even if he is nice and amasol a dvorav. Even if he's nice and a masal advar, but still achar gemar din, he cannot be chayzer from his edus based on the pasuk of Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. And for that reason, Rashi explains that kivan shekvar nigzira gzera, and now it is achar gemar din. For that reason, one cannot be chayzer from his edus even with an amasla. Kedim gemar din, with an amasla, one has the ability to be chayzer from one's edus. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Vishitas Rashi. Now getting back to the Beis Yosef and the Kesem Mishnah again, the Beis Yosef and the Kesem Mishnah explain that if an Eid says, Ein Yedei Eidos, he has the ability to be Chazer and say, I do know Eidos, as long as he's Neisein Amas HaLedvorav. As we asked, V'chayr, as far as the Halacha of Kivan Sheget Shevin HaChazer Magad is concerned, that Halacha should apply even if he is Neisein Amas HaLedvorav, as we find in our Gemara. So here to explain Pshat in the halacha of the Beis Yosef and the Kesem Mishnah, but here one can explain Pshat in the halacha of the Beis Yosef and the Kesem Mishnah with a different mahalach. And one can say, based on this, we find in the Ran in our sugya, that the Ran in our sugya asks the following kasha. The Ran asks, what is Pshat in the kasha of our Gemara? But he had ribuhu may have a kivan shehigid shuvin achizur magid, a malach, the time of the Amir Achzira Yavshish Kranigzor Gzera Hainu Mishum the Kivan Shehigit Shovin Achazer Magid, the Chataimahu. The Rani answers his Kasha and explains Pshat and the Kasha of our Gemara as follows. Vishwaymar the Hochi Karminon, Vichi Hadri Buhu may have a Pshita Sheinam Namonim Mimasha Chazer Bem. The Kivan Damir Achmona, the Kivan Shehigit Shovin Achazer Magid, Hainu Taima the Vadai Eine Edim Chazer Ben. Kamashman shkvar nigzra gzeira debechol gavna omer achmona kivan shehigad shuvin echezer umagid. From the Shakar Vatayah of the Ran, one sees that the Ran explains a new pshat in this, that we learn shkvar nigzra gzeira, and for that reason achzira yafshar. The Ran explains achzira yafshar shkvar nigzra gzeira. The kvar nigzra gzeira that our Gemara is referring to is not this, that a Gemara didn't already took place like Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara, but rather Kfar Nigzor Gzeira is referring to the Halacha of Kivan Shehigad Shovin Echezer Magid. Since the Torah was Gezer that there was a Halacha of Kivan Shehigad Shovin Echezer Magid, for that reason, the Edom cannot be Chezer from their Eidos. And for that reason, the Ran asks, if so, what was the Kash of our Gemara? V'chihadri b'mayhavi Kivan Shehigad Shovin Echezer Magid, that itself is what Kfar Nigzra Gezeira means. V'achzira yiyafshar shekvar nigzra gezeira of kivan shehigad shovin echezer umagid. The Ran explains Pshat in the Kash of our Gemara as follows. That Kfar Nigzra Gezeira is mashma, that the halacha of kivan shehigad shovin echezer umagid is a chayk. The halacha of kivan shehigad shovin echezer umagid is not a chayk. Since there's a time for this, that we say Kivan Chigat Shavin Chazer Magid, that we assume that the second Eidos is Eidos Shaker. Ezran says, Devade Ein Eidem Chazer Behem Memnesh Hoy Eidus Narishan MS, Elam Memnesh Haimim Beliba Malonu Lachov Bedame Shazah. For that reason, our Gemara answers that this that one needs a Chayk of Kivan Chigat Shavin Chazer Magid, and this that we say, Kfar Nigzer Gzeira is referring to a case that the Edom were noisin a masl l'divrayim. In a case that the Edom were noisin a masl l'divrayim, it is nirin that what they are saying now is emes. And therefore one needs a Gzeira sakasev of Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid. Based on the Ran, we find that the Mepharshim explained Pshat in the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah as follows. That one can say that there are two halachas of Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid. There is the Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid, which is based on this that we assume that what he is saying now is not true. And we assume that this, that he's being chayzer from his original Eidos, is not because what he said before was Sheker, but rather he has ulterior motives for being chayzer from his first Eidos. And then there is the chayk of Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid, which applies even to where we have reason to assume that what he is saying now is MS. And therefore, as far as the case that the Eid said, I do not know Eidos, and now he is coming to change his mind, if he would not be Neisna Masul Advar, we would say that itself, that originally he said, I do not know Eidos, we would assume what he said originally is the MS. And what he is saying now, that he knows Eidos, is not true. And for that reason, we will say, Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid. But as far as that halacha of Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid is concerned, if he was nice and a masl dvorav, then now we have reason to assume that what he is saying now is emes. We will not apply that halacha of Kivan Shehiged, but rather we will say that he is neman with this that he is saying now, that he knows Eidos. This that we find in our Gemara, that there is halacha of Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid, even if he is nice and a masl dvorav, as our Gemara says, is based on the Kivan Shehigid, which is referred to as Kfar Nigzera Gezeira, that there is a Chayk of Kivan Shehigid Shovei Noichayzer Umagid, even with an Amasla. But now, one has to understand what is the Makar for these two halachas. According to the Ran, all one has to say is after the Maskan of our Gemara, all there is one halacha of Kivan Shehigid Shovei Noichayzer Umagid. And the halacha of Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid is only a chayk and only a kfar nigzera gezeira. But there is no other halacha as well, if we are to understand that there are two halachas even after the maskan of our Gemara, one has to know what is the makar for these two halachas. L'chayra, based on the ritva that we mentioned before, one can explain similar to this that we said before, that the makar for these two halachas are based on this, that there are two drushes for this that we say Kivan Shehiged Shovei Noichayzer Umagid. As far as the halacha of Moyagid is concerned, which teaches us that if he was not Magid, his Eidos Metchila, he no longer has the ability to say that Eidos, that halacha is based on this, that we assume that what he is saying now is not true. And therefore, even if he's nice and a masl, Dvar of giving an a masl will not help. But then there is another halacha of Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. And the halacha of Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover is Exeris HaKosov, that Kivan Shehigid, and he said in Eidos, he cannot go and be Chazer from the Eidos that he said. As far as the halacha of Moyagid is concerned, we say that if he did not say the Eidos originally, that itself is a Raya, that what he is saying now is not true. And therefore, as far as that halacha is concerned, that a masa will help. On the other hand, as far as the second halacha of Apishnayim, Edim Yakum Dover, that is Exeris HaKosev, that no matter what, he cannot be Chazer from his original Eidos. And that a masa will not help. And in order to have that Exeris HaKosev of Kivan Shehigid, one needs to have an actual agada. One needs to have an agada of Apishnayim, Edim Yakum Dover. If all they said was that I do not know Eidos, that is not considered a Haggadah, and since it is not considered a Haggadah, for that reason, we will not have the Gzeres HaKosev of Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover, and for that reason, all we have is a Din of a Moyagid, and as far as a Din of a Moyagid is concerned, then a Masla helps. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Shita of the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah. And with this mahalach, one can explain pshat in Rashi as well. This Rashi understands that one needs a Gemara Din in order for us to say Kivan Chihiga Chovin Echazer Magid is because Rashi understands by Nesen Amasal Advoyav. Since we should assume that what he is saying now is MS, for that reason, the entire halacha of Kivan Chihigit is based on the Gzeiras HaKosov of Apishnaim Eidem Yakum Dover, and Rashi understands as far as the din of Kivan Chihigit, which is based on the Drasha of Apishnaim Eidem Yakum Dover, one needs to have a Gemara Din in order to have that halacha. Without a Gemara Din, one will not have that halacha. In Rabbi Yehuda we find that Rabbi Yehuda answers his kasha on Rashi by saying as follows. This Rashi explains, Shekvar nigzor gzeira bigmar din. Rashi means to say, Shekvar nigmar hadin mit chilasei al piyayidim. Now here one has to understand what is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. If Rashi is now referring to the actual gmar din, what is the stage Akvar Nigmar Hadin Meit Chilase Al Pia Eidim? So to explain Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, I'd like to imagine with the following chiddush that we find by Rav Tali and Bava Basra. In the Rashbam, in Bava Basra and the Kufidah Adam and Aleph, we find that the Rashbam says as follows, De based in Che'idu of name Eidos Palaila Eidos Gemurahi, V'yachin Wadun Umachar Al Pi Oysay Eidos. In the Rishonim, we find that the Rishonim ask the following Tamiya on the Rashbam. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we clearly see that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Kabbalas Eidos is considered like Tchilas Din, and therefore, since Kabbalas Eidos is considered like Tchilas Din, for that reason, one needs that the Kabbalas Eidos should take place by day, just like Tchilas Din has to take place by day. And therefore, how can the Rashbam possibly say that based in Che'idu of name Eidos Balayla, Eidos Gemurahi? V'chir, the Kabbalas Eidos cannot take place by night, just like Tchilas Din. So to explain Pshat in the Rashbam, we find the Rav Tali explains as follows, that by every Agadas Eidos b'fnei Beis Din, there are two things taking place, and there are two stages by every Agadas Eidos b'fnei Beis Din. First of all, there is a stage of this that the Eidim are made with b'fnei Beis Din, and Beis Din hear and are mekabel their Eidos, and second of all, Beis Din go, and they are mekayim their eidos. And there is a psak din, sheidusa mechuvenes, which is aloch of nechkira eidusam beveis din. In other words, besides for the actual Kabbalas eidos, Beis Din are pesik that the eidos of the eidim that they heard is mechuvenes. And so do we find in Rabbi Yehuda and Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Samachay. Based on this, Rav Tali explains Pshat and Rashbam as follows. This that we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Kabbalas Eidos is considered like Tchilas Din, and therefore the Kabbalas Eidos has to take place by day, is not referring to the Shmias HaEidim. As far as based on listening to the Eidim, and being Mekabel the Eidos, that itself is not considered Tchilas Din. It is this that based in Paskins that the Eidos of the Eidim is Mechuvenes, that is the part of Kabbalas Eidos which is considered like Tchilas Din. And only that part of the Kabbalas Eidos has to take place by day. The other part of Kabbalas Eidos is not considered like Tchilas Din, and therefore that part can take place even at night. That is how Rav Tali explains Pshat V'Shitas HaRashbam. Based on this Chiddush of Rav Tali, one can explain Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda or Sugya as follows. This Rabbi Yehuda says, Shekvar nigmar hadin mitchilase al peyedim. Rabbi Yehuda is not referring to this, that based on goymer hadin, that the person is chay misa, but rather Rabbi Yehuda is referring to this, that based on goymer hadin, that the eidus of the eidim is mechuvenes. Once based on goymer hadin, that the eidus of the eidim is mechuvenes, from that point of time and on, the eidim can no longer be chayzer, and we will say kivan shehiged shoven chayzer umagid. Till the point of time that based on Paskin that the Eidos is Mechuvenes, the Eidim are able to be Chizer from their Eidos. That is the Chira, how one can explain Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda according to the aside of Rav Naftali. And so to the Chira's Mefurish in the Shulta Gibarim, In the Shulti Giburim, in the beginning of our Masechta, we find that the Shulti Giburim says as follows: Eidim that were made by Neit Yechil Mlachzer Behem, Lofi Shechakiras Ha'edim Ketchilas Din, Ve'ein Tchilas Din Balayla. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in the Shulti Giburim. From the Shulti Giburim, one clearly sees that the Eidos Balayla was a good Eidos, and for that reason, they do not have to be made by Yoim. If so, how can they be chaser from their Eidos? What happened to the Lach of Kivan Shehigat Shovin Chaser Umagid? Based on this, as we said before, one can explain Pshat in the Shulti Giburim very simply. By Eidos Balayla, all one has is this, that based on listen to the Eidos, and based on are able to listen to the Eidos Balayla, like we find in the Rashbam. But as far as based on paskening that their Eidos is Mechuvenes, that cannot take place at night, since that is considered Ketchilas Din, and Ketchilas Din is only kosher by Yoim. And therefore, as long as based on the paskening that their Eidos or their Eidim is Mechuvenes, they have the right to be chaser from their Eidos. And we will not say, Kivan Shehigid Shovin or chaser Umagid. That is a chayra pshat in the Shulti Giburim. Based on this, we mentioned before, one can say, this Rabbi Yehuda explains, that when he's based into Paskin that the Eidos is Mechuvenes, in order for us to say, Kivan Shehigid Shovin or chaser Umagid, is only referring to a case that the Eidim or Neisei Namas Oladivrayim. In a case of the Eidim or Nois and Amasma Devayim, then we say that in order to have the Halacha of Kivin, Shehigit, Shevin, Yechazer, Magid, one needs a base and paskins that the Eidos of the Eidim is Mechuvenes. But without an Amasma, then we will have the Halacha of Kivin, Shehigit, Shevin, Yechazer, Magid, even without base and paskining that the Eidos of the Eidim is Mechuvenes. And so to a clear one can explain Shat in the Shakra of the Tire of our Gemara, this our Gemara asks, means to ask who needs Kfar Nigzer Gzeira and who needs this that based on Paskin of the Eidos of the Eidim is Mechuvenes. What happened to the Halacha of Kivan Shehigit Shuvin Chayzer Magad, which applies even before based on Paskin of the Eidos is Mechuvenes? Our Gemara answers by saying that the Eidim were Nois and Amas V'Devrayim, and since the Eidim were Nois and Amas V'Devrayim, for that reason, in order for us to say that the Eidim cannot be chaser, even though they're nice and amas for the Reim one needs, that based in Paskin, that the Eidos of the Eidim is Mechuvenes. In the Shulti Giburim, on the other hand, one sees that the Shulti Giburim understands that as long as based in Paskin, that the Eidos is Mechuvenes, then the Eidim have the right to be chaser from their Eidos, even without being nice and amas for the Reim. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah says as follows: Hayachok beis haskilar ba'ames mavshitin oiseis begadav ha'ish mechas noisim alfona va'isha melfonel umeacharei divrei Behuda v'chacham aimim ha'ish niskal orim v'noisha niskal asaruma. Our Gemara in the Havmina understands that the machlokes between a Behuda and chachamim is a machlokes if we are chayshish for her or not. And our Gemara goes on to say, "Umeimah de Rabbanon Chayishi leHura, for Behuda Chayish leHura, va'evchar Shemino lehu. Tetnan Akayin Oiches bevgadam Nikru Nikru v'Nifrimu Nifrimu, ad shemegalas liba v'soyser asayra. For Behuda Oimerim hayaliba noel oihaya megaleo, v'mayasayra noel oihaya soyseri." Our Gemara goes on to answer the seeming steer of Shitas Rabbanon by saying, "De Rabbanon ad Rabbanon leKasha." Omar Kravani Vasru Kwanoshim, Poesiasena, Kazimas Chena, Hacha Enocha Yisar Godomize, Vahitemel Avabatarti, Mirav Nachman, Omarabaravu, Omarkrava, Hav Toriacha Kamaicha, Bror Lai Misa Yafe, Waymadr of Nachman Tanohi. Argamar is Deicha by saying, Lai, the Koyalma Isudr of Nachman, Vahacha, Vahacha Mafugimar Sabra Bezieni, De Inish Adif White Fe, Minaiche de Gufe. Now, everyone has to understand what was the chiddush of this. From Nachman says that from the pasuk of "Ahav to Yachal Kamecha," we are now brorle misa yafe. And so, too, one has to understand what was the tzad of our Gemara to say "Leimadir of Nachman Tanoihi." What was the tzad to be chiluk on this? From Nachman says, based on "Ahav to Yachal Kamecha," there is a chiyuv to brorle misa yafe. In Tesis we find that Tesis explains this from Nachman Darshan's from Rahavta Riacha Kamecha Brogle Misa Yafe is because Riacha Kamecha Rishayach Mechaim Dechayacha Kaidmin. And for that reason, Rav Nachman Darshan's from Vahavta Reacha Kamecha to teach us Boralei Misa Yafa. From Tesis, it is mashma that according to Rav Nachman, the entire pasuk of Vahavta Reacha Kamecha is only referring to Achem Misa, not to Mechayim. Since as far as Mechayim, there is a halacha of Chayecha Kodem, and for that reason we explain that the pasuk of Vahavta Reacha Kamecha is only referring to Mace, and the pasuk is coming to teach us Boralei Misa Yafa. And so it was mashmos of Rabbeinu Yonah in our sugya. In Rabbeinu Yonah and Avos Perek Beis Mishneiot we find that Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. The Mishnah in Perek Yavah says, Yikavet chavercha chavev alecha kesholcha. Rabbeinu Yonah says this, that there is a lacha of Yikavet chavercha chavev alecha kesholcha is mihochas derecheretz vuhu mi derech hamoser. In the Emek Bracha we find that the Emek Bracha asks, why did Rabbeinu Yonah explain that the makar of this halacha is based on the pasuk of Vahavta Reacha Kamecha, and Vahavta Reacha Kamecha is Mechayev, that Yikavet Chavercha Chavev Alecha Kesholcha. So to explain pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, one can say that Rabbeinu Yonah is going with Shitase, and Rabbeinu Yonah is going with Shitas of Nachman, that the entire pasuk of Vahavta Reacha Kamecha is only referring to a mace, and the pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha of Ror Loi Misa Yafe. And for the reason Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the Mishnah in Perkei Avos is only Mehochas Derecheretz Vuhu Miderech HaMoser. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and Tesis. What was Hechil Tesis? To explain that Halacha of Rav Nachman is based on this that we say, that V'Havto Reacha Kamecha Yishayach Mechaim D'Chayecha Kodmin. Let us explain Rav Nachman simply by saying that based on V'Havto Reacha Kamecha, for that reason, there's a din to Berloi Misa Yafa, based on this that we say Dalach Soni Lachavrach Oisavet, which is based on Vahavta Reacha Kamecha. So before we explain Pshat and Tesis, I would like to imagine with this that we find in the Rambam. In the Rambam we find the seeming stira as far as the mitzvah of Vahavta Reacha Kamecha. In the Rambam, in Perek Vav Milchus Deis HaChagimah, the Rambam says as follows, Mitzvah Ko Adam Leo Ves Ko Echad Vecha Miyisal Kegufay, Shenemar Vahavta Reacha Kamecha. From the Rambam it is mashma that the mitzvah v'havta v'yacha kamecha is a mitzvah shalava, and there is a mitzvah to actually love as chaveirei kegufay, and for that reason tzorech l'saper b'shvachay. On the other end, in the Rambam in Perek Yudal Milchasov HaLachalof, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Af al pi shekol eilu midivreim, which the Rambam is referring to bikur chilim nicham avelim, and the voice I mace, but still harehim bechava have to reacha kamecha. And the Rambam explains the mitzvah of a have to reacha kamecha as follows: that koadvarm shatereitze shiasu oisam lecha achirim, as he ata oisam lachicha betoyo of a mitzvahs. From the Rambam, in Ochesavod is mashma that the mitzvah of a have to reacha kamecha is to do toyo chaveyoi. And whatever you want someone else to do to you, you should do to the other person. But the mitzvah of Ahavta Reacha Kamecha is not a mitzvah shebelev to have actual ava to Reacha. And so too one can ask. Then the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam says, Mitzvah kol adam leov es kol echad ve'echad meYisrael. And the Rambam does not say that the mitzvah only refers to achicha b'teiro v'mitzvahs. On the other hand, in the Rambam in Ochesavol, the Rambam says that the mitzvah v'havto reacha kamecha only applies to achicha b'teiro v'mitzvahs. And even though we find in the Gois Maimini in Perek Vav Milchus Deis, in Aisalaf that the Gois Maimini says that the mitzvah v'havto reacha kamecha only applies to reacha b'mitzvahs, avol adam rosh ha'sheinim makabal teichacha mitzvahs ha'naisei, but from the mashmos lashon Rambam in Ochesavol Deis, it is mashma that the mitzvah of Ahavta Reacha Kamecha applies even to someone who is not a chicha b'teiro of a mitzvahs. And so to one can ask a seeming stira, in our Gemara one clearly sees that the mitzvah of Ahavta Reacha Kamecha applies to Rosh as well. Our Gemara is referring to someone who is mechuyev echa midal and miseis beistin. And yet our Gemara says that based on the mitzvah of Ahavta Reacha Kamecha, for that reason there is a lacha bor loi misa yafe. V'chiru he is a rosha, and therefore he is not included in achicha b'teiro v'mitzvahs, and he should not be considered reacha. So from our Gemara, one clearly sees, like the mashmos of the Rambam and Hilchos Deis, that the mitzvah of Ahavta Reacha Kamecha applies even to a rasha, On the other hand, in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kofi Gimel and Beis, the Gemara clearly says that by a Rasha there is a mitzvah l'sanaisai, which is a chere based on this, that in order to have the mitzvah of hafta re'acha kamecha, one needs re'acha b'teirov mitzvahs. In the Adorama, later on, Daf and Beis, we find that the Adorama explains this, our Gemara says, that v'hafta re'acha kamecha is coming to teach us b'roi misayofta, is because Kolecha dechsev reyacha mashma yisalva fiu rosha sheneschai misa techayev lachzer achaz chusa river le misa yofa. And the Adama goes on to explain pshat in our Gemara with a different malach, that yishafarish reyacha loshen royim shabach vahavta le royim shabach sheneschai vu misa bror lohem misa yofa. Bukhir, one has to understand, do we darish and vahavta reyacha kamecha to mean Re'acha v'teiru v'mitzvahs, or do we darshan v'avta re'acha kamecha to mean ahavas ro'im? So to answer the seeming steer b'shitas Rambam, and to answer the seeming steer sasugyas l'chiru, one has to say as follows, that in v'avta re'acha kamecha there are two separate mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah of ahavas alev, and then there is another mitzvah to be made to v'chaveiroi midin v'avta re'acha kamecha. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos is referring to the mitzvah shebelev, that there is a mitzvah to be oyev as kol yisrael kegufay. On the other hand, the Rambam in Hilchos Avil is referring to this, that there is a mitzvah to do a maisa, a tavel, a chaveir, whatever one would want to be done to oneself. And therefore, based on these two mitzvahs, the Rambam differentiates between re'acha b'teiru v'mitzvahs and someone who is not re'acha b'teiru v'mitzvahs. As far as the Ma'is HaTava is concerned, the mitzvah to do a Ma'is HaTava only applies to someone who is achicha b'teiru of a mitzvah. Someone who is not achicha b'teiru of a mitzvah is not included in the mitzvah of ahavta re'acha kamecha as far as the Ma'is HaTava. And for that reason, there is no mitzvah to mevaker chila, someone who is not re'acha b'teiru of a mitzvah. And the other halachis, which are halachis mitzad the Ma'is HaTava, the one is mechuyiv, based on the mitzvah v'hafta re'acha kamecha. But as far as the mitzvah, that there is halacha to be oyev as kol yisrael kegufay, that applies even to someone who is not re'acha b'teiru of a mitzvah. And therefore, since there is a mitzvah to be oyev as kol yisrael kegufay, even in Rasha, for that reason, there is halacha of bror lay misa yafe, even though our Gemara is referring to a Rasha. This that we find in the Gemara Pesachim, that there is a mitzvah sanaisai, the Gemara just means to say that one is mechuyev to act as if he is his soine, and therefore he is not mative with him. But again, the mitzvah of Abba Shebelev applies even to a Rasha. That is a chira. One can answer the seeming stira b'shitas harambam and to answer the seeming stira sasugyas. But a chira, one has to understand, if I have to re'acha kamecha, if the re'acha that the Torah is referring to is achicha b'teiru v'mitzvahs, then just like there is no halacha to be mative to someone who is not achicha b'teiru v'mitzvahs, so too there should be no mitzvah of ava shebelev to someone who is not achicha b'teiru v'mitzvahs. And if we are to say that re'acha includes even someone who is not achicha b'teiru v'mitzvahs, then so too there should be a mitzvah to be mative to someone who is not achicha b'teiru v'mitzvahs. So to answer this kasha and to explain pshat in the chilek between the mitzvah of ava shebelev and the mitzvah lehita v'chira, one can explain with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain as we find by Biruchim Fishel Perwell and the Teafes Reim on the Reim and Simon Kuf Tzadi Heis of Katan Vav, who say that even though v'hav t'riacha kamecha applies even to someone who is not a chicha b'teir of a mitzvah, but still this, one is not mechuyev lehitiv, is mehochas teichacha, that midin teichacha is mechuyev to be noyig as if he is his soine. And this, that he is mechuyev to be noyig as if he is his soine, is mehochas teichacha kedei sheyachzor betshuva. And so too is mashmos the Rambam in Perek Yigimol mehochas retzeach halach yedalad, that the Rambam says as follows, ha-soine shenemar batira, kegoin cheru'u levadei shavar avera, harei ze mitzvah asoinai ad sheyase tshuva v'yoshuv mirishai. Okay, one has to understand, what does the Rambam want with this? That harei ze mitzvah asoinai ad sheyase tshuva v'yoshuv mirishai. After he did tshuva, it is pashet that one can no longer be soinai. He is no longer a rasha. Based on the previous Yisayd, we find that the Achrenim explain Pshat and the Rambam as follows, that the Rambam is coming to tell us that the reason why there is a mitzvah of Sinai is itself in order that he should be shav b'tshuva. And so too is Mashmos, the Gemara Masechet Dafkuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara Masechet brings down the Shita of Nachman by Yitzchak, that there is a mitzvah of Sinai. Now, everyone has to understand, even if we are to say that there is no Isser to be Sinai or Rasha, since the Rosh is not included in Reacha, but why should there be a mitzvah of Sanaisai? Based on this, one can explain that the mitzvah of Sanaisai is because there is a mitzvah of Teichach in order to yimachzer mitshuva. And through acting as a Sinai, that is the way through which one is trying to yimachzer him mitshuva. And for that reason we find that the Chinuch says that this, that there is a heter of Sanaisai, and this, that there is a mitzvah to be Sinai Yerushalayim, is only after one gave the Rosh Teichacha. Since the mitzvah Sanaisa is based on Teichacha, only after one tried to actually be Mechiach the Rosh, and so the Rosh was not Shav B'tshuva, then there is a mitzvah Sanaisa in order that through the Sinai he should be Shav B'tshuva. But the Sinai is an extension of the Teichacha. That is one mahalach that we find in the Achrenim as far as how to explain why the mitzvah of Ava Shebelev applies even to someone who is not Re'acha B'Teir of a mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Hativ does not apply to someone who is not Re'acha B'Teir of a mitzvah. Another mahalach with which one can explain this difference is based on this that we find in Tesis. As we mentioned before, Tesis explains that this Rav Nachman runs out from V'Ahavta Re'acha K'meicha Bror Le'Misayotha is because V'Ahavta Re'acha K'meicha Le'Shayach Mechaim D'Chayacha K'idmin. As we asked, Bochayon has to understand Pshat and Tesis. Why didn't Tesis explain Rav Nachman very simply that this, that there is a lacha broly misiyafe, is because based on behalf to Rechach Kamecha we say Dalach Sani Lechav Rechay Savid, and for that reason there is a lacha broly misiyafe. Why did Tesis find it necessary to explain that the Makar of Nachman is because of Nachman understands V'ahav to Re'acha K'meicha L'Shayach Mechayim. So Chayyab Shat and Tesis is as follows. If not for this Hechrich, I would say that V'ahav to Re'acha K'meicha cannot be telling us Borloi Misayotha, since the Rosh Hashanah should not be included in V'ahav to Re'acha K'meicha. And for that reason we find in our Gemara that our Gemara has a tzad, that there is a mandamer who is chilek on the Halacha of Rav Nachman. For that reason, Tesis explains this Rav Nachman learns out from the pasuk of Ahavta Re'acha Kameicha that even a Rosh is included in Vahavta Re'acha Kameicha is only because Vahavta Re'acha Kameicha cannot be referring to Mechayim, since we say Chayacha Kaidman. Tesis goes on to explain Pshat and Rav Nachman with a different Pshat. And Tesis says, Vishen Farshim, Vishen Nechseb, Reishi, Dekro, Isitim, Vishitar, Vilosh, Nekima, Hainu Misa. Kamino akaman me perak aber mises kabi nokim mi nokim. Kishwei me veveisi aleichem cherev. And that is the makar of Nachman. That Vahav to Re'acha Kamecha is coming to teach us Broly Misayotha. Since the beginning of the Pasuk is Oisika im Vloisitar. Based on the second Mahalach of Tesis, one can say as follows. That from this Hekesh, the Vahav to Re'acha Kamecha was the next Oisika im Vloisitar. That from there we are now Broly Misayotha. We learn out that there are two halachas in the mitzvah of Ahav to Re'acha Kameicha. One halacha is a mitzvah lehetiv, which only applies to someone who's achicha b'teyo v'mitzvahs. And then from the hekesh, we learn out another halacha of Ahava Shebelev, which applies across the board even to someone who is not achicha b'teyo v'mitzvahs. And this, our Gemara is a tzad, that there is a mandamer who is chilek, is because that mandamer will understand that Vahav to Re'acha Kameicha is only referring to someone who is Achicha B'Teyo V'Mitzvahs. That is the second Mahalach that we find in the Mefarshim as far as how to explain the difference between the mitzvah Lehetiv and the mitzvah of Ava Shebelev. But now one has to understand, even if we are to say that there is a mitzvah of Ava Shebelev to someone who is a Rasha, but still why is that a reason that we should say Bor Lo Misayafe? So according to the first Mahalach of the Achrenim that we mentioned before, that really Vahav to Re'acha Kameicha applies to Rasha as well. There is a din to be noig as if one is Sinai. In order to yimach Sirim B'tshuva, then one can say, as the B'yochim Fishel Perlel explains, that the mitzvah of Teichacha is only Ba'oidei B'chayim. Since our dekach efsher sheyach zarumutav, aval achemisa oikeshayo chomos a kabal einshay, then one has the mitzvah vahavto reacha kamaicha. That is according to the first mahalach. According to the second mahalach of Chayil, one can say as follows, that as long as there is a mitzvah of ava shebelev, even though one cannot go and be mativ to someone who is a rasha, but still we will say da'alach sani lechavre choisavid. And even though the mitzvah of kumva say to be mativ to someone who is a rasha one does not have, but still we will say da'alach sani lechavre choisavid even to a rasha based on this, that there is a mitzvah of ava shebelev even to someone who is a rasha. In the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos, in his Akdama to Perek Chiluk, we find that the Rambam says as follows. After the Rambam brings down the Gimel Ikrim, the Rambam says, "V'kasher yamin adam ela yisoides kum nisbar ba manasi bahem hu nechnas b'chal yisrael mitzvah la'avay or rachim olav linag imay b'chal ma shetziva shem yisparach ish v'chaveri min ava v'achva." From the Rambam one sees that even though there is a mitzvah to be oyev rishayim, which as we mentioned before is a mitzvah of ava shebelev, but that does not apply to someone who is a min Vapikiris, as far as the min Vapikiris is concerned, they are not Bechval Yisrael. And since they are not Bechval Yisrael, for that reason, even a mitzvah of Ava Shabbalev one does not have to someone who is Yotza Mechval Yisrael. That is a Chir Pshat in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. So again, as far as a Rosh is concerned, according to the first Mahalach that we mentioned before, one has a mitzvah saseh of ahav to reacha kamaicha. Just mehochas teichacha, there is alacha, one is mechuyev to act as if he is sinai. And since there is a mitzvah of ahav to reacha kamaicha, for that reason there is a din of bror loy misa yafe. On the other hand, according to the second Mahalach, this Ragamor says that by Rashi we say bror loy misa yafe, and we apply the alacha of ahav to reacha kamaicha is only as far as the mitzvah of Ava Shebelev is concerned. But as far as the mitzvah lehetiv, we will say that there is no mitzvah lehetiv since he is not achicha b'teira uve mitzvahs. Now, according to the first pshat of Tesis, who explains that the pasuk of Ahav to Re'acha Kameicha is only referring to this, that we say bro le'misayafe, then l'chiro will come out, that the entire pasuk of Ahav to Re'acha Kameicha is only referring to Rasha, and the pasuk is coming to teach us bor loy misa yafe. That is achira, what comes out from Tesis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.